The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello and welcome to Learn English Vocabulary. My name is Jack and I'm making this podcast for you to learn or revise English vocabulary. You can find a transcript of this podcast on learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk. There's a page for this podcast with the transcript, an activity, and a task for you to do in the comments section. Today, I'm making a podcast based on a suggestion by a user called Pinkan from Indonesia, who asked for a podcast about the song Easy on Me by Adele. This song is from Adele's latest album, 30. 30 was the biggest selling album in 2021. In fact, it was the biggest selling album in the US just 3 days after being released. I read that her album actually sold more records than all the other records in the US Top 40. That's how popular it was. So, like normal, when I make a podcast about a song, I'm going to go through the lyrics line by line, and I will explain the interesting vocabulary as I go. I'll also have a go at trying to explain what the song means. After the podcast, I recommend you go and listen to this song. I'll embed the video for the song and add a vocabulary activity on the page for this podcast on Learn English Vocabulary. So, the song starts. There ain't no gold in this river that I've been washing my hands in forever. This is an interesting beginning. The first line has the informal contraction ain't. The phrase ain't no is an informal way of saying is or are not any. It's quite American sounding. You hear it in the song Ain't No Mountain High Enough. I think it's quite common in British English these days. I don't think that I would use it, but you do hear it. The next part makes me think of America too. There ain't no gold in this river. This makes me think about the prospectors who went searching for gold in America in the gold rush. Perhaps Adele thinks of herself as a prospector who was looking for gold. Anyhow, she hasn't found any. She sings, "There ain't no gold in this river that I've been washing my hands in forever." I'm not sure if Adele is religious, but there's an expression, to wash your hands of something, that means to refuse to take or accept responsibility. The meaning comes from the story in the Bible when Pontius Pilate, the Roman governor who was overseeing the trial of Jesus, washed his hands to deny any responsibility for what happened to Jesus. Now it's used when someone ignores something bad that's happening. It's quite a common expression and is in songs and stories, so I think Adele probably meant that she's been ignoring something bad, perhaps her partner's problems for a long time. I'm not sure if that's what she means, but let's carry on now and see if it makes sense with the rest of the lyrics. In the next lines, she sings, "I know there is hope in these waters, but I can't bring myself to swim." The phrasal verb to bring oneself to do something is interesting. It means to force yourself and is usually used in a negative sense. We use it when we can't force ourselves to do something, usually something that we think we should do. Something that would be a good idea, but for some reason we can't force ourselves to do it. So you might hear someone say, "Oh, I know I should really throw this old jumper away, but I can't bring myself to actually throw it in the bin. I can't bring myself to do something." The next line's connected. "I can't bring myself to swim when I'm drowning in this silence." Drowning means dying because you're stuck underwater and you can't breathe. It's also quite commonly used figuratively to say that you have too much of something, perhaps work or jobs in the home, that you feel out of control. I sometimes feel like I'm drowning in emails and messages at work. This first verse is quite depressing. The waters that Adele is using to talk about her hope, about looking for gold, have now become hopeless. She sings that she knows there is hope, but she can't bring herself to swim when she's drowning in silence. She knows she should swim. That's why she said she can't bring herself to swim. But she can't because she's drowning in this silence. This is a bit confusing as she's in water and not swimming, so she's going to drown in water because she's figuratively drowning in silence. Silence is normally a good thing. I live in a very noisy house, so for me, silence is a rare treat. But if it's silent because someone isn't talking to you, that can be upsetting. Sometimes we talk about giving someone the silent treatment, when you refuse to talk to someone because you're angry with them. Silence like this can be used as a weapon and can be quite hurtful. Now we get the first chorus. "Baby, let me in. Go easy on me, baby. Go easy on me." To go easy on someone means to treat them in a gentle way. You can use it when you're playing a game for the first time against someone who's very good at the game. If you're playing chess against someone who's a real master, you might ask them to go easy on you and not beat you too quickly. You also hear this expression used when talking about criminals and punishment. If a judge gives a criminal a light sentence, perhaps a short time in prison or just a fine for a serious crime, you could say that the judge went easy on the criminal. This is quite an informal or spoken bit of language, so I don't think you'll see it in serious reports. So, "go easy on me" can mean don't judge me or don't treat me too harshly.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
The chorus continues, "I was still a child, didn't get the chance to feel the world around me. I had no time to choose what I chose to do, so go easy on me. I didn't get the chance to feel the world around me. The chance to do something is an opportunity to do something. It's an occasion or time when something can be done. You can use this expression to say that something is possible. If you ever get the chance to visit London, then you should check out the museums. Or, when you're in London, you should check out the museums if you get the chance. Adele sings that she didn't get the chance to feel the world around her, and that she didn't have time to choose what she chose to do. So, she is asking to be judged gently, or perhaps forgiven for doing something bad because she was too young or inexperienced. The second verse starts with the same phrase as the first, "there ain't no." But this time, Adele sings, "there ain't no room for things to change." Normally, when we use room as a noun, it means a place in a house. You have a bedroom and a bathroom. You can also use the word to mean space. If you're packing a bag, you might tell someone, "I want to take my boots, but there's not enough room in my bag." I might tell my kids, "You can't play football in the living room. There's not enough room." In the song, Adele is using the word figuratively to say that she and her partner can't change. Their ideas are so fixed that they can't compromise. There's no room for change. In the next line, she emphasizes this. "There ain't no room for things to change when we're both so deeply stuck in our ways." To be stuck in your ways means to be inflexible, to not be able to change. It's usually used to talk about old people who refuse to adapt and change. She sings, "You can't deny how hard I've tried. I changed who I was to put you both first." Okay, this changes the meaning a bit, and I'm not sure who Adele's singing to. Adele has a son, so I guess she's still singing to her husband. The verb deny means to say that something's not true. This double negative type expression is quite common. You can't deny that she's worked hard. You can't say it's not true. It's got the same function as "you must agree." You can't deny how hard I've tried. She sings, "I changed who I was to put you both first." She changed who she was, so she changed something about her life, to put you both first. If you put someone first, you think about their needs before your own. Parents often put the needs of their children first. They think their children are more important than they are. However, Adele put two people first. I guess this means her husband and her son. There's another chorus and then the last verse. "I had good intentions and the highest hopes, but I know right now that probably doesn't even show." The noun intention comes from the verb to intend, which means to plan or want to do. If you intend to buy a new car, then you have an intention to buy a new car. The verb intend is slightly formal and cold. Good intentions are positive plans or objectives. Objectives is probably better because you might do something with good intentions that doesn't work out. So, if you buy someone flowers as a gift and it turns out they're allergic to them and get sick, you could say, "I'm sorry, but I had good intentions. I didn't want you to get sick." I had good intentions and the highest hopes. If you have high hopes, you're confident that something good is going to happen. You can say, "We had high hopes of winning," or "I had really high hopes after my interview." In the song, Adele sings that she had the highest hopes. This means she was really confident that things would work out. But sadly, she sings, "That probably doesn't even show." This is the last piece of language I want to look at from the song. "It doesn't even show." I think "it doesn't show" is clear enough. But the use of "even" as an intensifier is less obvious. It's normally a strong intensifier used to emphasize that something is surprising. You might say, everyone passed the test, even the kids that aren't good at maths. When Adele sings, that doesn't even show, it means the same as that doesn't show, but the even emphasizes it to say that it's somehow surprising. This is quite complicated. Let me give you a couple more examples. You didn't talk to me. You didn't even see me. I understand that you didn't talk to me, but I was surprised that you didn't see me. You didn't even say goodbye. I was surprised that you didn't say goodbye. I thought it was a small thing and was surprised that you didn't do it. Okay, so that's Easy on Me by Adele. I hope that you can go back and listen to the song again and understand it and enjoy it all the more. I'll add the transcript of this podcast and a couple of learning activities on the page for this podcast on learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. I do love reading your comments, so please leave me a comment on the site or a rating or a review on Apple Podcasts. I'd love to hear from you and any comments or suggestions you have. If there are any topics or songs or scenes from a film that you'd like me to talk about or anything else you'd like to hear, I would be delighted to make a podcast for you. So please visit learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk and say hello. Thanks for listening.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.